Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
You are looking live from Sky 5, where this year's Dreamville Festival is finally underway. Rainy weather caused organizers to delay the start of the festival by just a couple of hours. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center now. And Anthony, the rain is gone, but the wind is hanging around a little longer.
Yeah, the wind is hanging around probably, Julian, here for the next couple of hours. I think after about 8 p.m. or so, it is still going to be breezy, but not the 30 to 40 mile an hour wind gusts that we've been seeing today. More like probably 25 or so. The rain has pushed out. It is a dry forecast here for any of those folks headed out to the Dreamville Festival, or if you're just headed out here on your Saturday evening. It is also a fairly warm forecast. We're at 77 in Raleigh, 77 in Durham. Good evening to you. And 76 there in Clinton. Well, those wind gusts, though, are still kicking. We're seeing probably about 37 there in Durham, 37 miles an hour in Raleigh. Everyone about that 30 to 45 mile an hour range right now. So the wind is definitely a factor. We will start to see them die down just a little bit, and temperatures are going to get pretty comfortable here. 64 at 10 o'clock and then 61 by 11 as we're heading home here from the festival tonight. Futurecast continues to show a nice quiet picture. We're just going to see lots of sunshine here as we head into tomorrow, but we are tracking here potentially some more showers and storms, Julian, as we head into next week and a big time warm up. I'll show you how warm those temperatures will get coming up.
All right, Anthony, we want those showers to stay away, though.
Yeah, I'll try my best.
All right, thank you. Now, a live look from Sky 5 over Dix Park, where the Dreamville Music Festival is underway after a delayed start. Look at that. It's expected to draw about 100,000 people, and there are some of the people there. Now, music lovers from around the country anxiously waiting to take part in this two-day event. Look at that long line there. You may have saw on Western, looked like a parking lot earlier today as well. Well, areas in and around Dix Park are expected to be congested with some serious street closures. WRAL's Aaron Thomas is on the festival grounds now with more. Aaron.
Hey there, Julian. Listen, Carolina blue skies, not one single cloud in the sky here on Dix Park grounds. I want to walk you through what people are experiencing right now. There are thousands taking in all of this lively music. You have one stage, that's the Shine stage. There's a place for people to get merchandise. There's also the Rise stage. So people can go back and forth between the different artists that they want to hear and see. Now, these people already had to go through a number of changes. The gates were supposed to open at noon, then it was delayed to 2 o'clock this afternoon, then later 3 o'clock this afternoon, but they're not letting any of those changes bother them. I want you to take a listen to what my colleague, Destiny Patterson, she spoke to some of these people and about how they adapted to some of these sudden changes.
The skies may be gray, but the atmosphere in Raleigh is vibrant.
I'm just like really excited.
Diego Ibarra traveled in from Jacksonville, Florida, and Jordana Bass hopped in the car and drove more than 20 hours to make it to the Dreamville Music Festival from Nebraska.
I think we booked the tickets about a month ago or so, and we're definitely not going to let, you know, the weather stop us from enjoying the day.
In fact, the strong winds and storms that came through the Triangle Saturday only meant that Bass needed to add more items to her bag.
At least they kind of fit the outfit still, so I had to try to. I don't mind getting these ones dirty because they're denim. They might be able to clean off a little bit more.
And he has got poncho ready and stuff like that.
While the weather did prompt festival organizers to delay the opening of the gates, fans said it would not put a damper on their fun.
Everything's just gonna be fun, and I think it'll just set the vibe off really good.
I don't think the weather's gonna stop anybody from having a good time. I know I'm gonna have a good time.
Destiny Patterson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Yeah, and another live look here at Dix Park. So the artist that's here on the Shine stage, that's rapper Tusi. He actually has Raleigh connections after moving here back in 2017 or so. So definitely keeping our eyes out for some other great artists. We have Ari Lennox that's supposed to be performing, the City Girls, the rap group, and then also the headliner, Usher. Of course, we're going to be here on the grounds and talking with many of these people and finding out where they came from to enjoy great music here in the city of Raleigh. Julian?
All right, Aaron Thomas reporting live at Dix Park in Raleigh. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit more about Tusi. Now, here's a live look at the updated lineup for musicians for the festival. Dreamville Festival posted this schedule to his Twitter page with some changes. One of those changes include one key performer called Key Glock, who is no longer able to perform. Flight cancellations led to the change. Now performing instead is Tusi, as you just saw there. Let's go to some breaking news at 6 right now. Police in Durham are investigating a shooting that left one girl hurt. WRAL's Brett Neese is live at the scene where it all happened on Ash Street. Brett, what do we know now?
Yeah, Julian, the shots rang out here along Ash around 1 o'clock this afternoon. You can still see that some of the crime tape is surrounding this home here. There is still one police car that is out here out front of this home on Ash and Cody Streets. But I want to get you to the video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker to show you what this scene looked like shortly after this shooting took place. You can see a much larger police presence there and even more crime tape. And police tell us that the girl who was shot here was taken to the hospital before they got to the scene. They tell me that she is expected to recover, so that's some good news. But so far, we do not know her age. However, we do know that this is at least the 16th person under the age of 18 to be shot in Durham so far in 2023. I'm asking police whether or not they know of any suspects. As soon as I hear back, I'll pass that along. Julian.
All right, Brett Neese reporting live for us in Durham tonight. Thank you. Chapel Hill police are investigating after someone assaulted and seriously injured a man at a parking deck on West Franklin Street. This happened shortly before 12:30 a.m. A security guard saw people leaving the scene of a fight and called the police. Police believe the attacker targeted the victim. Officers are searching for the attacker. One person is in police custody after officers responded to shots fired in downtown Raleigh. This is video from our breaking news tracker just before 2 a.m. Officers tell us they were in the area of Tucker Street between Glenwood and Boylan Avenues when they heard the shots. No one is hurt. It's unclear what prompted this incident and scene that you see right there. One man is dead after a shooting at Paula Street and Hodges Street in Raleigh. That's right off of Wake Forest Road in Midtown. Police tell us another man was shot also. That man's injuries are non-life-threatening. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene shortly after officers first responded there just after 5 o'clock this morning. Police did not say if they've made any arrests, but they tell us they don't think there's a threat to the public. Well, this shooting is the latest to happen in an area that some nearby business owners say has become a hotbed for crime in the city. Last month, a shooting on Wake Forest Road at Hodges Street injured two men. 26 crimes have been reported in the past year on Paula Street. In the past 5 years, there have been more than 140 crimes reported right in that area. At least 21 people are dead, multiple people are injured, and damage is widespread after a slew of storms and tornadoes tore up across the South and also the Midwest. So far, there have been more than 50 preliminary reports of tornadoes in at least 7 states. And as Isabel Rosales reports, the weekend weather threat isn't over yet.
Little Rock obviously suffered serious damage over the course of the last 24 hours.
A state of emergency declared and the National Guard activated in hard-hit Arkansas, one of 7 states devastated by widespread storms and deadly tornadoes on Friday.
We heard the wind and then our dad, he immediately woke up from his nap and told us to go to the bathroom quick.
At least a dozen tornadoes were reported in Arkansas. Homes and businesses destroyed in a matter of minutes.
I've had the opportunity over the last couple of hours to speak with both the Homeland Security Secretary as well as President Biden, who have offered a tremendous amount of support, anything that Arkansas needs.
The mayor of Little Rock says more than 2,000 of his residents were affected by the tornado. He says the impact is devastating.
There are complete neighborhoods that have been flattened, as well as commercial businesses.
We don't know what's left. All my neighbors' houses are about destroyed.
In northern Illinois, at least one person is dead and dozens of others injured after the roof of the Apollo Theater in Belvedere collapsed. A strong line of severe weather moved through the area, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the storms caused the roof to crumble.
It's just really hard to see people and hear people being hurt.
Meanwhile, the threat of more severe weather looms for some 70 million people from the south to the northeast through Saturday evening. Isabel Rosales, WRAL News.
Okay, this comes as no surprise. The American Red Cross disaster teams are already on the ground across the multiple states, hammered by a new round of deadly tornadoes and storms. You can make an emergency donation now to help provide shelter, food, relief, supplies, and much, much more. Do that by going to redcross.org or calling 1-800-733-2767. That number is right there on your screen. Speeders, listen up. Increased penalties for speeders are now in effect across the Fort Bragg installation, including the ranges and training areas. There are new penalties for anyone going 15 miles per hour over the speed limit. Violators could lose their driving privileges. Now, previously, suspensions were only issued for speeding over 80 miles per hour. What a change there. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame will induct legendary NC State basketball coach Jim Valvano as part of his 2023 class. Now, Valvano, who died in 1993, earned recognition for his exceptional coaching career. He led the Wolfpack to an unexpected NCAA championship in 1983 that will never be forgotten. Valvano is also remembered for his inspirational battle with cancer. The induction ceremony will take place in August in Springfield, Massachusetts. I know the Wolfpack will be there. Still to come at 6, advocating for LGBTQ plus rights. That was the purpose of a rally held in the Bull City today. Coming up, those against anti-drag show laws are talking about it. And what's lost can always be found. Coming up, the special update from police on their search for the owner of these military medals. Here's a look at Sky 5 over Dreamville, which is actively going on right now. More than 100,000 people are expected to be on that lawn throughout this weekend. We have a crew there to give you all you need to know. We'll have much more on that a little bit later. Well, there was a rally in Durham today against bills in several states aimed at limited drag shows. Demonstrators gathered in CCB Plaza. They say drag performers and shows are not a threat to the public, but they say anti-drag laws in several states are a threat to the LGBTQ community.
We want people to know that we are here to stay, we're not going anywhere, and that we are not trying to deprive children of the right to be able to have local artistry and that they have the right to choose.
Yesterday, a federal judge temporarily blocked Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law, placing strict limits on drag shows, a law that would have gone into effect today. Drag and trans leaders in Tennessee asked communities in states, cities, and towns across the country to gather to show visibility and solidarity. Federal lawmakers appear paralyzed about how to deal with mass shootings, and state lawmakers this week made it easier to get a gun. So what are proven policies to keep our community safe? On the record tonight, three experts tell Lena Tillett what works, including one former police officer who believes schools and the state need to get smarter about training for active shooters.
The last student to die in a fire inside a school building was in 1958. That is because every student continues to go through fire drills repeatedly. Active shooter situations should be no different. There should be mandated legislation put in place.
This will be an interesting conversation. Plus, the head of a major venture capital fund shares his thoughts on Raleigh-based First Citizens Bank taking over the failed Silicon Valley Bank. You can watch On the Record tonight at 7 on WREL and 8:30 Sunday morning on Fox 50. Well, what's lost can always be found. Today, Fayetteville police announced the owner of these valuable military medals was found. Yesterday, a person found the two boxes at a gas station parking lot near a gas pump. What a find. The boxes were turned into the Cross Creek Station on Rayford Road. The rain didn't stop folks in Durham from participating in this year's egg hunt. These are some pictures that we received earlier today. Kids and pups of all ages were able to join in on the fun today. Durham Parks and Recreation held the egg hunts at two different locations, one at West Point on the Eno, then another at the IR Holmes Senior Recreation Center. Look at the big Easter bunny there. Kids had a great, great time. Anthony, what is going on with the weather? Is this going to stay out of here for Dreamville? The rain was here earlier. Now the wind. What's next?
Well, thankfully, both of those are starting to die down. So we had the rain push out. The wind is still probably going to stick with us, Julian, here for the next couple of hours. But on the whole here, we are looking a lot better if you are headed out to or the Dreamville Festival or if you're already out there this evening. We're seeing temperatures mainly in the low 60s. You can see all those people out there. It is so nice here to be able to talk about all of the sunshine that we are now seeing in the forecast. It looks definitely like a packed forecast or packed event out there right now, and everyone should be looking good. I will say, though, those tents out there, the wind is still going to be an issue for us tonight, and I'll show you here our wind advisory in just a second. But look at all that blue sky. It is going to be good here as far as the lack of rainfall as we head into the evening. Definitely was a mess kind of earlier today. We saw the showers and some storms pushing through. They are since off of radar right now, and it is a warm forecast. We're at 77 in Raleigh, 77 in Fayetteville, 76 right now in Southern Pines. So it seems like once we got that rain out of here, temperatures really just started to go up pretty fast. The winds, though, check that out. We still sit about 35 to 40 miles an hour there in Raleigh and Durham, 39 miles an hour in Southern Pines, 44 in Fayetteville. So they have not died down quite yet. But you do look up a little bit to the north and west here where you see those kind of lighter colors coming into our area. That's going to be that wind dying down just a little bit after about midnight or so. There is our wind advisory for our entire viewing area. This is going to say probably wind gusts about 25 to 35 miles an hour. And I know there's a couple out there right now that are higher than that, but I think over the next hour or so, we're not going to be seeing those 40 mile an hour readings, which is good. Here's where we're headed. About 23 mile an hour readings there by 9 o'clock. Most of us in the 25 to 35 mile per hour range here up until about midnight. Heading into tomorrow morning, though, they do start to relax. It'll be just a little bit breezy, but not nearly as windy as what it was for us today. That said, though, it is going to be a chilly forecast here to start tomorrow morning. Low 40s to the north. We'll see temperatures in the mid 40s for most of the triangle, even a few spots getting close to 50 degrees down to the south. But you notice it here this evening. Once we have this storm system push out, the clouds went with it. We're going to see a nice clear forecast tonight and then look into tomorrow. It'll be cooler, but still very comfortable. Sunshine across the board. No clouds expected. We'll see temperatures, most of us in the mid to upper 60s. About where we should be for this time of year. So looking pretty good here for the second day of Dreamville tomorrow. Here is where we're headed. 66 for us on Sunday, 71 on Monday. Look at those temperatures. We're at 86 degrees, feeling more like summer as we head into Wednesday. Not any big systems here headed our way over the next couple of days, but once we head into, let's say, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll get some scattered showers and storms back in the forecast, Julian, and some cooler temperatures. So kind of, again, doing a little bit of the roller coaster here this week, but for tomorrow, Dreamville's looking a lot better.
Like that. Thank you, Anthony. Casey, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know, Julian. What do you want to talk about?
Basketball.
Sure. Well, if you're not careful, you know what? If you read things online, you just might get fooled. Plus, the Hurricanes, well, they're not exactly peaking at the right time. What Rod Brind'Amour is saying ahead of tonight's game in Montreal. Next. In an absolute shocking turn of events, the love story continues with the brotherhood. Caleb Love heading to Duke. Hey, good evening, everyone, and happy April Fool's Day. You know, you got to keep your head on a swivel out there on Twitter, especially on this day. No joke. People firing off whatever they want. Even Caleb Love himself had to reply just laughing at the fact. But you know what is not a joke is this stretch that the Carolina Hurricanes have been on, and it's not a really good one with just 8 games left in the regular season. And they've watched their lead in the Metro Division dwindle to just 1 point now over New Jersey. Now, no doubt the Canes have been hit with injuries with Andrei Svechnikov out. They're missing a 20-plus goal scorer, 55 points, a big body, and, yes, just his presence in the locker room. However, team, every sport preaches next man up, but the Canes have not gotten that consistently out of their top 6 recently. In fact, it's Carolina's blue line who has been the most consistent on offense. Now, if only I had a dollar for every time we've asked Rod Brind'Amour about the power play, well, we'd all be millionaires because since scoring 7 goals on the man advantage in 2 games, the Canes have gone 3 for 30 since then. Power play success leads to playoff success. So have we been fooled all this time? No, of course not. This team has 103 points, and Roddy said this morning, we worked hard to build a cushion all season in case we hit a rough patch. But he also said, we have to recognize we got to find another gear and ways to win hockey games.
I think we got another level to get to with everyone, and you know, we rely heavily on our defense for sure. They're all extremely, you know, gifted players, and But our forward group's got to contribute too a little bit more in the scoring department. If we want to have success.
The legendary Jim Valvano is headed to the Hall of Fame. Finally, the former NC State great was voted as a contributor. Now, after the announcement, the tributes on Twitter poured in. Dickie V saying, thrilled for the news today that James T. Valvano, a.k.a. Jimmy V, is now officially a member of the greatest private club, and his brother, Bob Valvano. So this guy with whom I shared a bedroom when I was little, who taught me to sing Swinging on a Star when I was 5, who made me cry with laughter, this guy, HOF. amazing. Now, this year's full class is loaded. One of the best in recent memories. In fact, it's top to bottom. It represents success, depth, impact, especially internationally. It's headlined by Pau Gasol, Becky Hammon, Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, and his coach, Big Pop, and, of course, first ballot Hall of Famer, Dwayne Wade. What was a special night in Buies Creek last night? Three-time All-Star and former Cy Young winner Jim Perry had his number 31 retired. Now, Perry's generosity has been instrumental in the growth and the success of the Campbell baseball program. And this season, the Campbells have been soaring, jumping this week to number 15 in the country. To Jim Perry Stadium we go. Game two against Charleston Southern. Campbell, they're fourth in the nation with 56 home runs. That's with three less games than the top three programs. And, well, the fellas were at it again. They add three more bombs to the books. Campbell holds off a Buccaneers rally, 8-6, the final. To the DBAP, game two of the series with Norfolk. Ruben Cardenas, boy, he had the power today for the Bulls, crushing a pair of two-run shots, but that would be the only runs on the afternoon. And for Durham, the Tides, they mashed their way to a 13-4 win. We got the series wrap tomorrow at the DBAP. Julian, it's a long season, and actually, you know, the Bulls started a little bit like this last year, and look what happened. They won a championship. So.
Yeah, just got to get that chemistry right.
Exactly. It takes a few games.
All right. Thanks, Casey. And thanks for joining us tonight. Stick around for your news on Fox 50 at 10. Then again back here for WRAL News at 11. And we leave you with this, a live look from Sky 5 of Dreamville. More than 100,000 spectators and fans are expected to be there this weekend. And we have a crew to cover it all. All right. We'll see you a little bit later. You guys stay safe out there.